Now a story of two city slickers and how they became the talk of a small town. If you were in eastern Washington's Metal Valley last year, in the weeks between Christmas and New Year's, you probably heard about this. You couldn't go into a grocery store or a bar or a trailhead without hearing about Sasha and Bozzy. You see, Sasha and Bozzy were lost in the woods. Before this, they had been just two happy poodles living in Tacoma with their owners, Jerry and Beverly Walker. Then over the holidays, the Walkers and their daughter Darcy drove to the valley for a white Christmas full of cross-country skiing. On the morning of December 22nd, it was bitter cold. The Walkers were gliding through their favorite ski park. Darcy was up ahead of her parents with the dogs by her side. And then suddenly, Sasha and Bozzy spotted some deer.
I see them jump, turn around, and go farther up the trail around the curve, and that was the last point at which I saw them.
The Walkers looked for hours, but by sundown, there was still no sign of the dogs. And the bitter day was turning into a frigid night. As Beverly remembers it, it was snowing, and the thermometer was showing temperatures in the single digits.
I got up in the middle of the night to look out the window to see the snow showers and to know that they were out there somewhere and not knowing where they were. And then to get up in the morning and not have them and to know the only thing that we could possibly do is get out there and look for them.
The second full day, we walk into the woods and we're calling their names and whistling, and I just stopped walking and I completely broke down. And it was at that point that it was just like, what are we doing? It's so cold. How could they possibly be alive? This is just absurd.
What I didn't tell Darcy was just a few minutes beforehand, I was a few steps behind her. I was looking at tracks and I realized it was probably a cougar track. If you can picture this, it was Christmas week. The place was crawling with skiers and snowshoers, and almost without exception, everyone I ran into knew about the poodles, and many of them were actually looking as well. People in cars would drive up and say to me, "We don't have anything to do today. We live here and we heard about the dogs and we want to help you look. Where do you think we should go? Where have you not looked?"
I was told by someone that has a business of rescuing dogs that you should leave some of your clothing there, so if they come back to that area, they'll realize that you've been there and stay there. So that's what we did. We didn't camp out, but we were in the car.
Jerry thought maybe if we actually cooked some meat, something to even enhance the scent, that would be a good idea. But this was Christmas Eve when we got this suggestion. So of course there's nothing open and we're not meat eaters. So we didn't even have any meat. So I'm feeling so desperate to find my dogs that if anybody who drove into the parking lot, I would tell them we were looking for our dogs and please keep an eye out. And so before long, I had two or three people leaving the parking lot saying, "I'll be back in just a minute. I have a charcoal cooker. I will bring it for you." People brought us meat, packaged meat, elk meat, sausage, hot dogs, bacon. But by 3 a.m, we realized this is kind of crazy. They're not here yet. Let's just put the fire out. We'll come back tomorrow. So we did that a second night, too.
Those nights were the worst nights of my life. It was terrible.
I was in the car watching them get this, like, cookout set up at, like, 9 p.m. in the dark. And I was like, this is absolutely insane. Like, I'm just going through the motions now to make my parents feel good. I really didn't feel like they were alive at that point.
We would come home every night and everyone would go to their room. And I remember I would just go into my room and cry. I had given up hope. But I would always imagine the call that I would get. "We have your dogs. They're worse for the wear, but they're okay." So that was not that dissimilar than the real phone call that we got.
My name is Chuck Amon.
And I'm Dawn Huffer, married to Chuck. We arrived out there on, I believe it was the 27th, and we were staying at the hostel in Winthrop and went to one of the little grocery stores there, and I saw the flyer on the way out saying, lost poodles, lost since the 22nd, and I remember making a comment to Chuck saying, oh my goodness, that's been a long time already. That doesn't sound good.
When we were coming back from our ski tour on the 31st, and we were coming down the road, and Dawn pointed out that she saw two dogs on the ridge line.
I knew instantly it was a poodle standing up, and then I saw the movement of another, and that's when I said, it's the poodles! Went into town and ran into the store, and I'm dialing all the phone numbers that are on the flyer. There were three of them for Darcy and Jerry and Beverly. No one answered the first time through, but I left a message on Beverly's phone.
She was adamant that it was two poodles. She said, two standard poodles. I just know that's what I saw. And I said to Jerry and Darcy, we've got to go. We have to go. So we hopped in the car, and it was 7 minutes away, literally, from where we were. And by then, Dawn and Chuck were there meeting us.
And I remember I stepped off the road into the field and my foot sunk down and the snow went all the way up to like my belly button. So imagine I'm trudging through this like waist deep snow down a hill and back up onto this ridge, and I'm calling their names. And I think first I heard really faint whimpers, and then I can like get a little closer and I see like a tail, this like short little nubby tail wagging, and it's them. And I yell back to the road, it's them.
And I started jumping up and down and I was sobbing and crying, but holding on to Dawn, and she's real tall. And I had to reach way up and grab her shoulders, and we were just hugging each other.
They were so skinny, and I could smell their pee was like all over the place, and I could see in the snow little wells where they had been sleeping.
They had dug down. It was apparent they must have been there before the big storm that Friday and had dug into the dirt two patches right next to each other. And there's a little footpath, it looks like, that goes in a circle. So to keep warm, they walked in circles for about at least 4 or 5 days, and they weren't cold. I think they kept each other warm.
I came away, and I had this moment in the middle of those 9 days where I thought, if we don't find these dogs, I will feel so fulfilled just by all these people who have, you know, spent their Christmas morning helping us look. Or there were people who were on snowshoes with us every single day. And you're rarely in a situation where you get to see the lengths that people will go for other people in times of distress.
The walkers nursed their poodles back to health and were told the dogs are doing great, though a little less enthusiastic about snowy adventures in the country. That story was produced by Ashley Ahern.